Chapter 9. The Marketing Mix and Building a Brand. Brand Promotion. This chapter is about building a brand by using tools from the marketing kit bag. In industrial and business-to-business markets, the brand is often an umbrella that covers a large product range, and quite often, it's the company name as well. In these cases, building a brand cannot be separated from building the company. In a small and an embryonic company, it is understandable that there is an emphasis on selling over marketing. Selling is usually more tactical, and it brings in immediate lifeblood to a company, whereas marketing is more strategic and it sets the scene for the longer term. With only a little thought and a coordinated approach, industrial companies can build a stronger brand and ultimately win more sales, achieve more loyal customers, and all this is at better prices. Another general point is that most promotions have an objective other than building the brand. They may be designed to inform, excite, interest, and they may be to persuade people to pick up the phone. Most promotions are a mixture of both brand building and product selling. In earlier chapters, we defined how branding is achieved through building awareness, differentiating, communicating positive perceptions of the brand, and adding value. Brand promotion is carried out for all these reasons. Brands exist because they are communicated. Brand promotion is concerned with active and positive communication of the brand and its values. However, brands are communicated in other and crucially important ways. The purchase of a product is perhaps by far the most important form of brand communication. So are delivery and the service that backs up the products. Good experiences in these areas will enhance the brand as it will lead to it being viewed positively and acquiring the right sort of values. Equally, a bad experience of the product or the service will have a negative impact on the brand, and these deficiencies will be difficult or impossible to correct through promotion. Promotion, therefore, cannot be thought of as in isolation, nor can it alone build and sustain a brand. In the end, any promise has to be fulfilled. Brand promotion methods. There are 9 different types of promotions that can be used for brand building. These are a website, promotional literature, packaging, company signs and livery, direct mail, media advertising, public relations, personal contact, and exhibitions. Let's have a look at each of them in more detail. First, the website. The promotional budgets of most business-to-business and industrial companies are modest compared to those of their consumer cousins. If the total budget for the year is less than £100,000, there's a limit to what can be achieved on the television, assuming that the medium reached the actual target audience. However, a website can be set up for next to nothing, and a £10,000 budget would buy you something that was all singing and dancing. The website has become the new promotional literature, giving more space and flexibility to describe the products, more opportunity for a small company to appear large, and the ability to constantly keep it up to date. Therefore, it shouldn't come as any great surprise to learn that in a recent survey, 25% of industrial and business-to-business companies said that their websites are the most important method of promotion. This was way ahead of all the other forms of promotion. Next, promotional literature. Promotional literature in this context includes everything from stationery and business cards through to brochures, newsletters, data sheets and price lists. Every company needs these basics, and for some industrial firms they are an important aid to personal selling. As companies grow, the array of promotional literature expands, and it may not be long before there's a potpourri of styles, odd pieces of literature are generated for a specific purpose, but do not fit with the rest of the house style. Even in the largest corporates, those with strict rules on branding and house styles, staff are allowed to devise their own signatures for emails. Given that email is by far the largest means of written communication today, it is quite amazing that there's little control over the templates that are used. The design and the contents of every piece of literature and print should be carefully thought through, and in particular, in relation to its projection of the brand, as well as a vehicle for product data. For example, what does a picture of the factory really achieve, and would it be better to talk about the benefits of the product, and not to assume that everyone already knows them? As with all the elements of the marketing mix, it's better to have a limited range of good material than stacks of the mediocre. Consistency is also important. The material should recognisably hang together with a consistent use of the brand logo. Packaging. In consumer markets, the product and its packaging is a very important tool in not only selling the product, for example off the supermarket shelf, but also in communicating brand values. How the packaging is presented has an important influence on the perceptions of the brand. In most industrial and business-to-business markets, the products and their packaging are not seen as brand communication vehicles. Sometimes this reflects the nature of the product, as is the case in bulk raw materials where there's no opportunity of placing a branding mark, though as we shall show, the livery of the vehicles which carry the products form valuable branding opportunities for companies operating their own transport fleet. In other industrial markets, there is often the possibility of branding the packaging, but it's overlooked. For very little cost, packaging could be designed to communicate brand values. By way of example, a supplier of test sieves used in geological analysis dispatched his products in a plain cardboard box. A new and a high-quality carton was designed with a brief to emphasise the quality and accuracy of the sieve. A test certificate was also included. Not only did this lead to a rapid increase in sales, but in a year or two the brand dominated its market, despite price increases against competitors, because the added value came from the packaging. This innovative approach to packaging need not be restricted to manufacturers of precision instruments. For an insurance company or a supply of capital plant, packaging may not be a cardboard box, but the presentation of the quotation, the clarity of the submission, the standard of printing, the use of diagrams and the way it is bound will all influence the perceptions of the product.